Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 21, the comeback special or the extremely belated one-year anniversary special. Your choice. And now, since I'm coming back from an eight-month hiatus, it's only proper that we hear these famous words from the Sega Genesis classic, Ultra Beasts.
Rise from your grave.
That's right. Silver Wolf, myself, I'm back. After 8 months of being in the Sunshine State of Orlando, Florida, I am back home in Chicago, you know, back with all my friends and, you know, back in the original den. And I got a lot of stuff to say about what's going on with the show and what's going on with pretty much everything. So let's get right on with the show, I guess. It is great to be back with the headset on, being in front of my computer, podcasting for y'all once again after being gone for so long. First things first, I just want to apologize to every single living soul that is out there. I am deeply sorry for not releasing an episode in February or March or January or any of those other months that I have been gone. I have been so busy with working for Disney and a lot of family stuff and so much things have been going on. Like recently, I've been like juggling everything. I never really got a chance to do a podcast. And, you know, I also want to apologize for everybody in the DPN that I haven't been, posting. Actually, not just DPN, all the forums that I go to. Like, Inside the Magic, Mouse Guest Weekly, Blue Man Library, every single forum. I wish I could, I just want to apologize for not, keeping up with all of you and been so busy with trying to keep up with everything, all the working for Disney and all these jobs and, trying to get into classes and schoolwork and college and... But still, I'm trying to get everything back to normal. I'm trying to get this podcast back in order. And, just trying to... I'm still, reflecting on everything that's been going on. And, I've been going crazy a lot and... I also been thinking a lot, too. I mean, when I was down at Disney, I was thinking a lot about this show, and I was trying to do an episode, but, my schedule changes a lot. I'm working 6 days a week, and, I'm only working, early in the mornings or late at night, and, I didn't really have enough time to do a show. And there's also, I'm in Orlando. I want to have fun down there, and I wish I could record some bits of me inside the parks, but, there was not, but I don't really want to risk my job of, recording stuff just for a show, but, it's just that everything's just been so crazy recently, and I want to apologize for not doing a show, and also, I'm training to become a teacher, and which is also become a little bit crazy because I gotta think of a discipline I have to go into, like math or social sciences or computer technology or you know, things like that. And also I got classes and, you know, so much stuff. And, you know, I just been really, real. It's just been crazy. That's all I have to say. It's just been crazy. But anyway, another thing I've been thinking about is, like, when I was down there and, you know, looking at everything, you know, reflecting on this show and reflecting on my life, you know, my question is, do you really care about my life? I mean, sure, like, it was fun telling you what I've been up to and all that and, you know, my opinions on everything, but, you know, that was not my original intention for the show. My original intention was that I wanted the show to be a continuation of an internet radio broadcast that I did in high school, which was just me and two friends of mine doing, like, talking video games, talking news, reviews, and pretty much everything. It is, you know, that's what I originally wanted the show to be. I just wanted it to be on video games, and yeah, I'll throw in a few Disney conversations and DVD reviews and movie reviews and all that, but my main focus is really video games. I mean, I've been playing, like, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I haven't telling everybody that I've been playing games since I was, like, 3 years old. I mean, I still have, like, just right next to me is the original Nintendo system that my family had for as long as I can remember, and right above it's a Nintendo 64, and to the left is a PlayStation 2, and to the left of that is a Super Nintendo. I have the Sega Genesis is buried somewhere. I have a Dreamcast. I have almost every form of Game Boy. I mean, I just love video games, and I really wanted this show originally to reflect on video games. And, you know, the whole thing about, you know, the blog, I thought blogs are, you know, people just talking about their lives and talking about their opinions, but, you know, blogs are just pretty much about anything. And that's also why I wanted the show to be. I just wanted the show to be about pretty much anything. Anything that comes to my mind. You know, just anything. So, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to tell you what I've been up to, like, you know, with the life so far and all that. But I'm not going to go into so much detail. It's going to, like, make your ears bleed or anything. I'll tell you what I've been up to recently, but nothing too much. I mean, I'll just say, oh, I've been doing this, I've been playing this game, and I'll review on it, blah, 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 and, you know, just not reflecting on it too much. Also, I've been reading a lot on video gaming news. I mean, just a few weeks ago was E3, which was, you know, been butchered like crazy because of, you know, Electronic Gaming Board or something like that has been doing it with E3, and, you know, and also there's Halo 3 coming out in a few weeks. It's I'm checking the calendar right now. It's actually coming out by the end of the month, September 25th, and there's a whole lot of hype surrounding it. I mean, Red versus Blue finished up their last season without even going into Halo 3. Well, they did a little bit, but nothing too much, and like I said, so much hype, there's midnight launches everywhere, and also, Super Smash Bros. Brawl has a daily blog that they update every single weekday, and telling them just little bits of what's going on. I'll reflect, like, what's going on with the, like, what we're going to expect in this third and hopefully not last installment of the game, and, like, you know, I'll be giving, like, you know, my opinions on that. And, you know, there's so much stuff going on with video games and also the world of entertainment. And, you know, I just want to reflect a lot on that in the show. So yeah, like, well, like you know, it just like my opinions on what's going on in the world of gaming. I'll still be doing reviews. I'll probably have reviews of Brain Age and Picross DS and Metroid Prime 3 Corruption pretty soon. I don't know when my next podcast will be. It'll probably be, next week or the week after or something like that. But, you know, it all really depends. I haven't really set it on full schedule. I just want to put this podcast out so that everyone knows that I'm still alive. I'm not dead yet. And, you know, just reflecting a little bit on everything. So, what else am I planning to do with the show? Some of you already know that I have a Nintendo Wii, and the Wii's been coming out with, weekly virtual console games, and, you know, I know a lot of people are already doing this, but, you know, I just wanted to throw out my own personal opinions on these weekly Nintendo Wii updates, because Nintendo Wii always releases, like, 3 classic games a week, and I just wanted to, like, point out, like, what is the, like, what are these games about, have I played them, and what is the best one to get, like, just recently, some of the best ones you can get for your money are the original Metroid games, Super Metroid, Super C, so many different Wii games you just gotta get, but that's another thing I plan to add to the show. I'll still be doing, like I said earlier, I'll still be doing movie reviews. I still go to a lot of movies, DVD reviews, and just reviews on pretty much anything. I might even review a TV show if you want me to, if I, you know, got taking the time to actually watch it. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the basic gist of what I'm planning to do. Daily link of the week. I'll give out a few links for you guys to check out, but I'm not going to do, like, a whole slew because I haven't really been, like, some of you may remember that I have one of these page day calendars, and since I've been in Florida, I haven't really been paying too much attention to it. In fact, when I was down in Florida, I lost track of days. I mean, one moment I'm sleeping, asking someone, what day is today, Monday? And then they'll say to me, it's Sunday, dude. You know, losing track of the days, I mean, you know, moving to a new area, that does that for you. It's also especially having a new job. But, I plan to do a lot of things with the show. I'll still have, like, even though I didn't play it today, I'll still have Kanto 6 playing, you know, The Rock and Wade. You know, those, my original opening and ending song. So, I'll, like, the format, like, I still want to keep the show the same a little bit, but, you know, it's good to change. I mean, look at Walt Disney, like, man, why am I comparing everything to Walt Disney World? It's crazy. I mean, look at, like, theme parks nowadays. I mean, they change all the time. I mean, new paint is added, refurbishments, and rides are going in, rides are going out, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I still want to keep the show the same, but a few changes here and there. So, anyway, what else? That's pretty much it. I mean, it'll still be called the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, but, you know, it'll just be mostly focusing on video games and not my life. You know, I like talking about, like, you know, what's going on in my life, but I'm not writing an autobiography here, people. Nor, you know, I don't want to delve into too much of my personal life, so, yeah. Anyway, I hate repeating myself. But let's move on to what I really want to make this podcast about is my Walt Disney World College Program internship. So this is what it is. First off, I just loved it. I just truly loved going down there, working down there, and, you know, the people that I met down there, they were just some of the best people I have ever met. Like, my coworkers, my managers, my teachers, my roommates, they were some of the best people I've ever met in my life. And, you know, I'll never forget them. And I just, you know, it was the people I met were just cool. I mean, they were nice and they were friendly, they were funny, they're great to talk to. And they made me learn more about myself, and, you know, it was just really cool to meet all these people. I mean, I met a lot of great people. It's just cool, and not just my fellow cast members, and roommates, and some other people that I met, but but also some of the guests that I met down there too that I'm servicing. I mean, when I was down there and like there was this long pause or someone's waiting for something, and it's my, you know, being a cast member, I want to make them comfortable. I want them to, you know, be happy. And I sometimes get into, like, you know, I sometimes start a conversation with them, a really nice conversation with them, if when I have nothing to do or they're just sitting there just waiting for someone. And, you know, I just love starting, like, I just love starting conversations. I mean, I worked a stroller and wheelchair rental at the Magic Kingdom, and was also some merchandise jobs as well. And also stroller and wheelchair rental is merchandise, and as well as a little bit of operations. But anyway, one of the things about working at merchandise is that you are, along with custodial, being a merchandise cast member is probably one of the most, it's probably the most sociable job you can ever get, because you get a chance to talk with a lot of people, you tell them what's going on. And since a lot of people, like, since I love the Disney parks, I love to tell people what's going on inside the parks and what to do while they're down there, give them some tips and advice and maybe a little history. You know, I just love starting these conversations with people. It was, you know, in fact, I sometimes even, like, sometimes the guests are just like, they're just really nice. I mean, I don't get a lot of angry guests all the time. I mean, I have, but, you know, most of the people that I met down there are really, you know, they're really happy. They're excited. They're in Walt Disney World, and, you know, you see it in the way they talk, the way they smile, and you see in their eyes that, you know, that they are having a blast. And it may not just be because of you, but also maybe they had, like, you know, maybe they had a magical moment, or, you know, they've seen the child, like, the smile on their children's face, or, you know, it's really amazing. And even, like, and sometimes I feel like I've made a really good difference in their vacation. I mean, you know, I just love seeing the smiles on that person's face when, you know, I'm selling them like $2 for a bottle of soda. But, you know, it's just like the overall experience really makes that family happy. And I just love seeing that, you know, the smiles on their faces and knowing that they are having a wonderful time. And, you know, and their day is just going to get better. And, you know, I just love seeing that in their faces. Man, what else? Also, just working down there, when I worked down there, I learned so much about myself. And, you know, I just learned so much about myself. I can't even describe it. I mean, I've matured. I've grown, when you go down there, you just feel this sense of, this sense of maturity. And, yeah, sure, it's great to be a kid at heart, but, you know, sometimes that's, like, you know, I sometimes felt, like, professional. Like, you know, it's just this feeling that I have right now that, you know, my life has changed. And, you know, it's amazing. And I just... Sorry. You know, I just felt so mature after being down there for 8 months, and, you know, the feeling is just incredible. And also I've done, like, oh jeez, I'm trying to get all of my thoughts here, but, you know, I have so much stuff written down, just trying to find out what to talk about next. I mean, also, while I was down there, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of new things. I've seen a lot of old things, and seen a lot of attractions go and a lot of attractions come in. And, you know, it's... But the real thing about this is just, I didn't come down there just to be, you know, at my favorite vacation destination. or for college credit or to get paid or, I came down there for, the experience of, just the experience of, working a real job, working at one of the bet like, one of the top tourist destinations in the, in the world. But it was also a dream of mine. And, I've been going to like Disney parks for I've been going down there for my life. I mean, all my life. I was down in Orlando, more specifically Cocoa Beach, since I was one, and I didn't start going to the Disney parks since I was two. And every other year, it's been a tradition of my family to go down there and have fun and laugh and meet a lot of great people, not just in the line, but also the cast members. And I just want like I just wanted to do like I just wanted to like I just wanted to, do that. I wanted to be a cast member for years, and now that it's happened, I can't believe it just did. And even if it was for 8 months, it was just incredible. I just loved it. And it's just been a dream of mine to do this, and to be honest, it was almost taken away from me once, but that's besides the point. I mean, I was down there, I achieved a dream, and it just felt so good. But, it's just like I just feel like I'm living proof that a dream can come true. I've been waiting patiently, and it finally happened. I just can't believe it finally happened. And I can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to go back down there, wear a costume and just be a cast member, seeing smiles on people's faces. And just loved it. Sorry. It was just a really, it was just an unforgettable experience, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget this. I hate repeating myself, but it was amazing. I loved the people down there. And, I just want to say this right now that like I said, I can't wait to go back. I am going back in the winter, just for a few weeks, but to be honest, I have a feeling that that is not going to be enough for me. I feel like, I want this to be a lifetime thing, 'cause 8 months, even 8 months, 8 months, almost half, like more than half a year, that was not enough. It was 8 months is not enough. I wish I could extend it, but darn school, I have to go back to it. But I just loved it. I truly did. And I've done a lot of things I've never done before when I was down there. I mean, four parks, one day on my birthday, and four parks, one day, my birthday, going to the parks for free, going to all these other great Orlando tourist attractions, like all these miniature golf courses and Universal Studios and SeaWorld and all these other very, yeah, they're small, but they're great to go to these other Orlando attractions. I mean, it was just pretty cool. And, but, oh, jeez, I'm losing it here. Sorry. I just loved it. And I just want to say this right now. I'm going back in the winter. Even though I'm only going to be going down there like once every few months, just to work down there and stay in contact with Disney, but I just want to say this right now. I am so going down there, not just for a few weeks. Oh no. I want to go down there and make this a career. I have to say this. I have to say this right now. Working at Disney, since I have such a passion for these parks, Walt Disney's my idol. I am really hoping that this will be a great career choice for me, and I'm just going crazy here. But repeating myself again, but I'm losing it. I mean, I got so much stuff to talk about. I mean, so many great people to meet, so many great things to do, and I just didn't want it to end. But the main point of this whole thing is that I came down there not just for the experience, not just for, just to get out of college for a semester, but, it was also a dream of mine. It came true. And I'll never forget it. As soon as I started my job, I knew I left the day behind and entered a world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy. And there's just so many people I want to thank for the whole experience. I just want to thank all the cast members I worked with, all the managers, all the people that I've met, my family, my friends that met me when I was down there. And even though he's unfortunately gone now, but I also want, Walt Disney for dreaming up a place, Roy Disney for opening it, I just loved it. And I can't wait to go back. So, anyway, I'll be really happy to share my experiences with you. If you want to email me and, or you want to talk, say something, if you want me to tell you more about all this wonderful experience, you can email me silverwolf2006@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to tell you more about this wonderful experience and, some of my personal experiences. And, so many stories to tell, so many things to say. And, it's also the fact that dreams do come true, and And also, it's the year of a and also at Walt Disney World Resort, it's the year of a million dreams. And to be honest, it's not just the year of a million dreams in, like, you know, as the promotion, but to me, it's the year of a million dreams plus one. Actually, no, not just plus one, plus two, no, three, no, four, five, 10, 15, 20, 100, 1,000, 5,000 people. A year of a million dreams plus 5,000. Because I would like, because I think that the 5,000 college program students that come down there, they know that a dream of theirs came true. And, you know, I believe it will be an experience they'll never forget. And, you know, it may have lasted a short time, but their memories of this whole experience will last a lifetime. And I will never forget it. So, but like I said, if you want me to tell you more about this wonderful program, just email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com. And, you know, just drop me a line, like subject podcast or college program or whatever you want. And just, you know, let's talk. I would love to talk about this whole, I would love to talk about it. And I don't know. I just love talking about it. I love talking. So, but anyway. And also my usual end credits like Podcast Pickle and PodSafe Music Network. All those links are on the blog. I haven't really used PodSafe Music Network for the show. My music came from ocremix.org and another wonderful musician, Steve Ambielli. I first heard this song on, I first heard about this person on the podcast Inside the Magic. And, you know, it's a cover of, you know, it's a cover of a Disney song. And I just hope you all enjoy it for, you know, the last part of the show. And, you know, it's a song that, you know, that just goes to show that if you wish hard enough, a dream can really come true, as it did for me. And, you know, a dream just really did come true. And like I said before, I loved it. Just love working at Disney. And it was a dream come true for me. And I can't believe it. I can't believe a dream came true. Dreams come true. I have to say that out loud right now. Dreams come true. Say it with me. Dreams come true. But anyway, all the links will be at the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. I'll have another episode in a few weeks. But until then, follow your dreams. Never give up. And I'll see you all real soon. Bye now. And thanks for being so patient with me. Good night. Or good morning. Or